We're going to the phone lines this afternoon to say hello to one of my favorite Bretts on the planet Earth. It is the one and only Brett Kissel. Brett, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. And what a great break this is for me to get a chance to give you a call. I'm in my banker's office right now in downtown Edmonton. We're like the 30-something floor right now. And I said, hey, I got to call my friends out in New Brunswick right now. Give me a minute. All these numbers are, you know, making my head hurt.
Okay, Brett, are you in your banker's office because you are buying TikTok?
No, not quite. I mean, we're talking about investments. For sure. We're talking about, you know, some farmland that I want to buy. We're talking about some cattle that I want to buy. You know, I got four kids, as you know, so I got to think about, okay, so what do I got to do to set them all up? But no, I'm not thinking about buying TikTok. President Donald Trump's got me a little bit scared about TikTok. So
yeah.
If I buy that wouldn't be a good investment because he'll wind up shutting it down.
All right. I just wanted to start, you know, not that I'm nosy or anything, but I wanted to know. So, Brett, you are currently on the Side You've Never Seen tour, 35 dates across Canada. What has it been like so far?
It's been unreal. You know, it's been the best tour of my life. The first leg that we did that was, you know, another 30-some dates that we did in Western Canada was so special. It's something I've always wanted, you know, to do. Like, me and my guitar sharing these great songs, but even more so these really special stories. So getting a chance to do that in the heart of the Maritimes, to come out to St. John and to be doing this, where a part of culture in Eastern Canada is storytelling. And so I've learned a lot of storytelling by watching artists like Jimmy Rankin, you know, of the Rankin family, and a bunch of other great East Coast acts like Alan Doyle from Newfoundland, and the list goes on. I'm able to tell these stories because I've watched my heroes do that. And it's a big part of Canadian culture and our identity is to tell stories. So being able to do that for 2 hours or even longer, if people decide they want to stay and keep partying with me, like, it's going to be really special when I hit the stage when I come to St. John.
Now, we are taking that as a challenge because we will stay till, you know, the cows come home. Like, we can't wait to see you here in St. John, March the 10th.
Well, and I can't wait to perform. You know, it's my first time ever in St. John was 2006. I had just turned 16 years old. I was nominated for the Rising Star Award at the Canadian Country Music Awards.
Wow.
And I was up against this guy named Johnny Reed. And I thought I was going to win it. Like, you know, it was my first time ever being nominated.
Right.
And I remember sitting at the arena next to my dad. And my dad said, you know, Johnny Reed's going to win it, right? He said, well, what do you mean, Dad? And he's like, well, Johnny had this incredible year and he deserved to win. But my dad told me something I'll never forget. He says, you can always tell who's going to win the award by where they sit. Okay. So I was kind of way higher up in the bleachers.
Right.
And I was in the middle. And my dad said, they're not going to put you on TV bumping into people, spilling their beer and their popcorn. Look at where Johnny Reed is sitting, way down there. He's on the aisle. That's the easiest pathway to the stage. And my dad was right. So now every award show I ever go to, it was our St. John rule. And because we adopted it that night in St. John, he said, where are you sitting? And yep. I'll text my dad. I said, I'm front row on the aisle. He says, well, you're going to have a big night.
Sweet. I love it. Now, you know what? I'm actually sitting in the front row on the aisle at your show. Just saying.
Then that's a clear path to the stage. I got to bring you up.
There you go.
I got to bring you up on stage.
Brett, like, there are so few tickets left for this concert. The minute they went on sale, people were flying to the phone lines and to the Imperial Theater. We absolutely love you. We were so fortunate to see you here last summer for Boxcar, and now you're coming back. But up close and personal, this is going to be unbelievable.
Well, I'm so grateful you said that, and it will be unbelievable. It's something I'm so looking forward to and so excited about. When I played Boxcar, that was a party. Even though it was raining, and it was cold, it was kind of miserable. I mean, the vibes were high, and the party was exceptional.
See, we don't even remember that. We just remember that you were here, and you were amazing.
Well, exactly. And that's all that matters to me, too. But the reality now is that this is a completely different side. Of course, it's called the Side You've Never Seen Tour, but this is a completely different element to, you know, who I am as an artist. So being able to show now the community of St. John both sides is really special. You saw the party. You saw me play at 10 o'clock at night.
Yep.
When, you know, everybody's ready to have the time of their lives. Now, what would it be like if I sat in your living room with me and my guitar and I had a whiskey, you know, at the coffee table, and we were just visiting. And what would that be like? Well, that's what my tour is like, and you're about to see.
Oh, we can't wait. Let's talk about a couple new songs you've got in the hopper. You've got so much going on, but I want to ask you about the song Close to You and what that song means to you.
Well, you know, I lost my grandma and my grandpa in a car accident. You know, it's been a few years now, and I miss them all the time, and I don't go and see their gravesite as often as maybe I should, but I realize that I don't feel close to them when I go and see their headstone.
Yep.
I feel close to them, you know, throughout the day, in different moments, in different elements. I feel close to them, you know, whenever I see a truck that was like my grandpa used to drive.
Right.
He loved, you know, classic country music. And when I hear a Don Williams song, yep, I think about him. When I put on his coat, his old farm jacket, and I do that when now I'm on the farm and I'm doing the work, it still kind of smells like him a little bit. And I still kept a couple of the things in the pocket. He had a little like a notepad, you know, where he was writing down grain prices and his list of to-dos.
Oh.
I still keep that in the pocket, you know. So that's when I feel close to Grandpa. And so I wrote that song for him, and I wrote that song, I think, for anybody else who's lost somebody, and they feel the same way that I do, that they feel close to when you hear their favorite song. That's when those people, I actually believe, come, their spirit comes to visit you. So I wrote that song about that.
Oh, my heart. Now, will that one be released to radio, or do you already know which ones go to radio and which will just be released to streaming?
You know, I'm going to tell you how we select our songs that go to radio.
I love this.
The fans choose without knowing that they're choosing.
Ah.
We look at our streams.
Yep.
We look at that as research and data. I look at response off stage. You know, when I'm on the stage and people are really cheering loud for this song more than that song,
yep,
we then take that back to our Zoom calls as a team, you know, with the record label and the managers, and say, I believe it should be this song.
Right.
And these are the reasons why. And so the fans choose. They've actually chosen all my singles.
Wow.
You know, like 25 of them over the last 15 years.
Wow.
So Close to You has a very, very special place.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I believe because it is so deeply sentimental and it really tugs on the heartstrings, I wanted to release something, you know, that had more energy. And another one was the song that we decided to release, you know, at the end of last year, because that song has the energy that we wanted. It's got the message that we wanted. And we play Close to You every night in the show.
Yeah.
But another one was something that just essentially just kind of raised its hand and said, this song is a hit, whereas Close to You is something that pulls on the heartstrings. Both are good.
Right.
And nothing is better than the other. We just know what may be better for this particular chapter. And right, another one is the single.
Right. Oh, and we are spinning the heck out of another one.
I know you are. I see the charts, and I'm very grateful for that.
And it's so funny because I was looking at your social media, and I thought about the Brett Kissel Radio Challenge and how your friend Abby was asking for the radio to be turned on. And within minutes, there was a Brett Kissel song. And right now, as we're doing this interview, I look up and Let Your Horses Run is playing on.
Oh, yeah.
So it's awesome. A real thing, the Brett Kissel Radio Challenge.
Well, I think it's because even though I'm a young man, I've been in this industry for a long time. You know, I'm 34, but I've been doing this since I was like 20.
Wow.
Actually, since I was like 10 years old back in Alberta. But, you know, from the time I was 21, it started when the song came out. You know, over the course of the last, 14 years, it's been amazing to be able to release a lot of songs that have been a part of, you know, people's stories. It's been a part of your story, been a part of your listeners. People listening, you know, on 94, you know, I've been listening to a lot of my material over the years, and I'm so grateful for that, which is why when the Side You Never Seen tour comes to the Imperial, I'm really excited that I get to play a lot of these songs and tell you the stories that probably people have never heard before, about why I wrote it or what I was doing when I wrote it or what I thought the song would become. So it's really cool I get to reveal all that.
Okay. Two quick questions, because I know you got to go buy TikTok. I mean, nothing like that. You've got a new song also that you was just slipped out on social media, I think erroneously yesterday, Get the Hell Out of This Town with Don Lewis. What's that about?
Well, Don Lewis is a great guy. He and I have formed a really unique friendship over the past couple of months. He's got a great voice and he's got a lot of passion and there's a lot of power behind him right now in Nashville. A lot of people are loving what he's doing and I'm at the top of the list. So Don Lewis, he's got such a great voice that lends itself to the story of Get the Hell Out of This Town, of a guy who's down on his luck and having just a really rough patch, a really rough chapter of life. And he has decided that he has to get the hell out of town. He's got to go start fresh. And he sits down at a bar and he buys a drink for the preacher. Now, not a lot of preachers drink, but he must have had a hell of a week is what the lyrics go. And he's trying to get the hell out of this town. So the meaning is he's trying to get the devil out of this town for his followers, for everybody who believes in the word of Jesus and who believes in God. He's trying to get the hell and the darkness out of town. So both these guys have the exact same path, but they're going about it a completely different way. Only country music could tell you a unique story like that. So Don and I bring that story to life of how we're both trying to get the hell out of this town.
I love it. One more thing, February the 28th, it's a big secret, I know. Something huge is coming in BK land. What is it, Brett? Tell us, what is going on February 28th?
It's an honor to reveal to you and to your listeners for the first time that the new album, it's called Let Your Horses Run. The album is out on February the 28th. This is a bunch of music I've been sitting on for a long time. These are songs I've been wanting to write for a long time, and I finally had the courage to do it. This is a record I'm so proud of, and it is my best work by a country mile I've ever done.
February the 28th, it is huge, and we cannot wait to download it, to stream it, to buy it. Brett, I know you're a busy guy. Thank you so much for taking time for us today. Give Cece and the kids all our best. And
I promise you I will.
We'll see you March 10th, front row.
Can't wait. Thank you very much for letting me call you today.
We love you, Brett. Have a great day.
Thank you. Love you back.